from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Happy hump day, people. Happy hump day.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Who was that, Evan?
You know, some things I'm not allowed to touch. Like some of the things we discussed during the commercial break.
Oh, I'd be fired.
Yeah, I know. But I would literally be, that would be sent off immediately. We just can't touch those.
Yeah,
things.
No
As
doubt.
For hump day, I think that was, wasn't that from a commercial with like a camel? The Geico commercial? Yeah, Geico commercial. Hump day? Not going to lie. I laughed so hard at that when I was 13 years old. Just had it on loop.
Look, he said on loop.
It was so funny.
Jason Tatum starting for the USA. Way to go, Kerr.
Yeah, he's basically Jonathan Kuminga.
That's a four.
He gets a DNP. Gets pissed off.
Well, he didn't complain. He was a good soldier.
Kerr calls himself an idiot.
Everybody else did it for him.
And
I'm
next
like, everybody
game,
chill.
He's in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Deep breath.
Why?
We got other things pressing issues in our world than Jason Tatum not starting on the USA or not playing.
Yeah, I don't really. Yeah. I
felt
really
bad
give a
for him a little
much.
Bit. Yeah.
Why?
He just won. He got the biggest contract.
He's a big boy.
He won the title.
Yeah.
And his teammate Derek White plays before him. That's what really made it bad. Like, have you watched the Celtics play? Tatum's a bad boy. Come on.
But there's also something to like. Okay, so. You're admitting fault by moving a play. Like, all right, so, you know, you're on the bench. You don't play this game. You don't make us think about it. But the boss says, well, I probably should have had Goo on that day. And then the next day you're in.
Oh, I'm all good. All right, I'm all good.
Well, it's all good, or it's like, well, is it just is it because I made a stink about it? You know, like, why should I have to fight
or
for myself
my
in the first place?
Or my teammate making a stink about him not being on the team at all and him and, you know, Jaylen Brown and Grant Hill, that thing happened. I don't know.
But what if you're off the air tomorrow? Then it's like, okay, you're starting today, but you're not starting tomorrow. And
like, then my coach lied if he said he just truly, honestly, and I believe Kerr forgot about him.
But you can't play everyone. It's like an all-star game. You can't
but
get
I'm
everybody.
I'm Jason Tatum. I'm long. I can do it all.
It's like the San Francisco 49ers offense.
But I should
You're
never
not,
not
be able to
play,
get 100
damn it, Evan. I'm Jason Tatum. You look at me. You see me ball. Yeah. I should never not be out there. Wow. And I mean, that's what Kerr said.
Yeah.
Like Spoelstra, well, can you say, hey, what about JT? You might want to play him.
Yeah, you know, Tatum, if you take a few less step-back pump fake terrible shots.
Stephen A. almost had an aneurysm. He was so mad. I was like, are you really that mad?
What is something
Don't
that you...
Don't be disrespectful.
I won't, yeah. Stevie.
Well, no, but what is something you've been fake mad about?
Now, that bothers me. The whole...
The idea
there
of
is
being
no fake
mad.
Well, in relationships, I'm like, this chicken's the worst. I'm going to my buddies. Just so I can go to my buddies.
This chicken is cold.
Yeah. No. But I don't know what fake... I don't do that, Evan.
You don't do fake mad?
I don't do fake mad.
Well, I think everyone does.
I've been in radio since 2012, different, you know, Sunday nights, 1 hour. But hey, I
you say things for emphasis.
But no fake mad.
Like, I don't think people are fake mad at Farhan Zaidi.
Oh, no, that is big
I think people are big mad. I think people are really mad.
That's why Grandy was in his bag yesterday.
Well, you know, but I can get fake mad at Grandy, you know, coming up on the crossover.
But would he know?
Maybe. But we have that kind of relationship.
Why fake anything?
There's a lot of people that fake stuff.
Yeah, I'm married. Yeah.
No, you fake things for emphasis. Like, you're not being a phony. I wouldn't consider that being, you know, like disingenuous.
Like if Guru Gripes people found out he wasn't really mad at them. You're a fraud. That person's a fraud.
You have something you want to admit?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Was the last gripe?
Please.
From a place
everything is, come on, it's real. It's authentic. Like cheese on tacos.
Yeah. Well, actually, it depends on the kind of cheese. No, I mean, there's been a few things I've been fake mad
fake
about.
Man.
Yeah, you know, radio mad. I get mad at.
I like that. Yeah. I think I came up with that.
Well, maybe radio fake, you know, kind of a synonym. But, you know, like.
Give it to me. I'm trying to.
Fake mad. What would I get fake mad about? You know,
because you're not really mad.
No, I mean, I'd be fake mad at, say, the Warriors for, you know, how they quote unquote treated Klay Thompson, but they're not really mad, you know.
Now, that's different. That's subtle. You're mad, but it ain't for you really. There's something to that. I believe you feel that way. But fake mad is when you just go off on something and you don't even feel that way. Like, I feel bad for people that have to do that.
Well, I do think we have gotten to the point, take the San Francisco Giants, for example. Yeah. Not that people are fake mad, but because this level of anger and frustration has been just kind of embedded, it feels like, in this franchise, or the fan base, I should say, okay, for the last, you know, 5 or 6 years. It's not that you're fake mad, but you're kind of doing the same dance. Like, you are, what are you mad at? Well, you're mad at Farhan, or you're mad at ownership, or last year it was Kapler. There's just not many people to be mad at that are left. And so if I can get on top of the Salesforce tower and scream at the clouds about Farhan Zaidi, but at the end of the day, I do have to now watch the final 53 games and figure out if this team is actually going to do something or go anywhere, or if they're going to go in the opposite direction. The one place that they seem to be stuck, which is probably the most frustrating place, is right in the middle. And I think that's also, to your point from the previous segment, frustrating for guys in the locker room.
Man.
Because some days you have it, some days you don't, and it just becomes so aggravating when you can't summon that level of production consistently. You know, like if I think I'm good at my job, I like to think I'm good at my job, if I'm good at my job, and I can't consistently be good on the mic, that would be frustrating. You know, why can't I do this?
And there's a price to pay because there's somebody else's two set of ears that if you can't bring it every day, that's going to let you know just how frustrating that you can say it's frustrating, Evan. But my point is, you got to go talk with the boss. And you trying to get consistency, you might say, okay, I can do it this way. He might give you a whole different plan of you better stay. You know what I mean? Like, there's a price to pay if you don't deliver or get that or find that consistency.
But I think that's where you can also get in trouble. And not, you know, the boss is very smart. He gives you great advice. But sometimes you take it and interpret it and channel it the wrong way. Like, you're not actually as far away from being yourself as you think.
Okay.
So, like, on the field, I think oftentimes a lot of hitters, you know, there's a prolonged slump because they're trying to tinker too much. When in reality, they don't need to do much at all. You know, maybe it's just a slight movement in where your hand placement is. You know, maybe it's your load. You know, if you're picking up your leg a little bit earlier, doing all these kinds of things, staying a little more inside the ball, doing one of those things can help you break out of your slump. But when you're in a rut and when you're stuck in the middle and you can't go up or down like the Giants are, well, then you try to do all three of those things at the same time. And that's where I think, listening to Farhan yesterday, they're trying to do too many things at the same time. And that's why, as a fan, I'm not really sure what they're trying to do at all, because I don't. Every time I see them say, well, we want to empower young players, or we hang our hat on our youth movement. Man. Well, that is reversing course from what you did this past offseason. But if you're telling me also we're going to keep Snell, I can see the logic behind that, because we want to make a push towards the postseason. But you didn't, in my opinion, improve your ability. You didn't improve your probability to make the postseason. So, in a weird way, you're not doing anything at all. You're making a bunch of these little moves. You're tinkering with your swing, but the results are just going to be the same.
And that, Evan, I don't disagree, but at the end of the day, that just puts emphasis on it's time to go, because you have people around you. You got coaches, you got video, all of the necessary things at your disposal to get better and improve that. And what I got from yesterday, or what I didn't get, and I didn't run this by UK and Carter, he didn't sound confident. He did not sound like a confident man. And I think that irks me too. And I would have appreciated, just me, my two cents, Evan, if he would have doubled down on, hey, I went and spent $200 million. These dudes aren't getting it done, rather than the same song and dance that you speak of from 6 years ago, when we all, Helen Keller, Ray, we can all see that, you know what? You haven't grown in that area. The farm system still is bare. And the things that we thought were, you know, the nice fruit, you know, are not the nice fruit. You know, looking at Luciano. Now, Matos has popped. Ramos has popped, but Matos is still just floundering. I wish I would have gotten a Farhan that I felt like his energy, he was pissed off. And I just felt like I was listening to a guy that wasn't sure of himself, and basically the same song and dance, Evan. And when it's all said and done and the dust settles and this year is over, and right now, if I had to bet, you didn't ask me, I don't think they're making the playoffs. I don't think that's enough for him to be relieved of his duties. And from a fan base perspective, not all, because I can't speak for him, but I got to believe 97% of the fan base will be offended if this man is not relieved of his duties if they do not make the playoffs.
But I think a lot of people also felt that way last year. Let's just take a listen. Okay, so he spoke to the media yesterday, Farhan Zaidi did. And here's was his message to the fan base. This is a great question asked by our own Sam Lubman of the Morning Roast. Here's what Farhan Zaidi had to say to frustrated fans.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, we're kind of leaning into our young players. I mean, we have heard a lot from our, you know, development is not a straight line, right? I think when we're talking about guys like Ramos and Fitzgerald, they're perfect examples of it. You know, Ramos has been AAA for 3 years and, you know, was getting hot and got an opportunity. And, you know, now we see where he is. Tyler Fitzgerald, you know, was a fourth round pick for us back in 2019, went a level at a time, had a nice minor league career, got an opportunity to come up last year, did a nice job. And, you know, we kind of kept the shortstop position open, hoping that somebody from our group of young players could, you know, take the reins, and he did it. So I think that's going to be the fun of the rest of the season is we're going to continue to bring guys up. Marco Luciano's here today. We want to see him get the DH at bats and see if he can run with those. You know, we created a rotation spot for Hayden Birdsong, and I know people are really excited about what he's doing. So, you know, I think that's, to me, that's kind of baseball. It's most exciting when you're playing competitive baseball, meaningful baseball, and you've got young guys coming up who can be part of it.
Meaningful baseball.
And my question would be, why are you leaning into the young guys?
I think it's because you have nothing left to hang your hat on. Like, I think that's also
default.
This isn't just about the Giants. I think it's something that's consistent across sports. You often hear a lot of front office personnel talk about how excited they are about young players when the players on the team aren't very good.
Oh, man.
You know, I think the fans do the same thing. They clamor. We want to see the young guys. Why? Because they're tired of seeing the other guys. Because they're tired of seeing the veterans, or even maybe some of the other younger players that haven't produced, not do very well. And so they just want to see change. That's what you're trying to push to your fan base, is something they haven't seen before. Because there might be something behind the curtain. It's like, you're not the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I'll tell you what, Evan, 5 games back, 100 teams in front of them, and you got a game tonight with the A's, and, you know, anything's possible now. Regardless of who the opponent is that the Giants are playing, I now feel like they're playing themselves. I don't feel like the morale is up. I feel like it's down. I'm going to die on that hill, not trying to get Camilo Duvall off the hook, but I think something's going on and they can't figure it out inside that clubhouse. They had a Pasoy problem last year. Mm-hmm. It cost Gabe Kapler his job. He's gone. Enter Bob Melvin, and you still got the same bad product on the field. And now we don't hear about stuff in the clubhouse, but I still wonder, and we heard this, you know, with the Warriors last year, Evan, connectivity. I just wonder how connected the Giants are. And I do think it matters. Yeah, like off the field. Because that was a piss poor effort last night in regard to emotion. What word am I looking for? Energy. There was no, but I saw it with the team in the gray uniforms that said Oakland on them, but I just have not seen it consistently with the Giants outside. And you're going to call me crazy. The Pirates and the Mets series, when they went on the road and Chapman won them a few games with the glove, they came back from five runs. That's when I was like, oh my goodness. And that was way back when, like, this team, they might have something. And now they just look like, when's the season over? We have tickets for Cabo or whatnot. That's what I'm getting from the Giants.
I also really haven't heard them address the fans directly, the ones that are frustrated. I mean, Farhan was asked a question about the fans, but I'm not sure either he spoke to them and I'm just not hearing it, or he knows really how to address the fans. I mean, maybe he just doesn't care. I'm not sure. Like, to me, and you brought up his confidence. Yeah, I don't hear much of it either, but to be honest, that doesn't mean much. Like, if you're a confident speaker, you could also be a BSer. I mean, you could just be really good in a room.
Come on now.
Yeah. If you're at the podium, you can get people to follow you. But it is about results. And that's what has always been promised under Farhan Zaidi, and all but one year has failed to deliver results. So I don't care if you're not confident. I don't care if you're a bad public speaker. I don't care how you look. I don't care how you sound. I don't care how you dress. If I'm rooting for this baseball team, it's because I want them to win. Mm. And if I don't believe that the person in charge is the best person to do that, well, then there might need to be a reevaluation at the end of the year. And the thing right now with Farhan is, whether he sounds confident or not, is that I don't feel like anybody that I've talked to has confidence inspired by him. Like, no Giants fan feels confident about their team.
Oh, man, just look around.
And it's not because he doesn't have the tone or the tenor. It's because his product has been stale. And that isn't something to feel confident about.
And it's funny you use the word, I agree with everything you said, but you use the word care. And what's so bad about this moving forward to me, Evan, is if this man continues at his job, the ownership is telling the fans they don't care about you. And that's how he is symbolic. His tenure or future with this team, if he's not relieved of his duties and I'm assuming they don't make the playoffs, that's what hurts more than just his failures at his job trying to do everything you just talked about and put a winner out there, Evan. At what point do you not care about how it looks, how long it's taking, and the fact that he struck out?
888-957-9570 is the number. You know, after yesterday, after, again, it's not just about the game itself. It's about whatever, everything that happened yesterday. How are you left feeling if you root for the San Francisco Giants? We've seen people text in the Xfinity Mobile text line that they don't feel like they can be fans, you know, while Farhan is running this thing. I feel like I would always root for my team, no matter who's in charge, no matter who's on the field. But yeah, it doesn't, like, I'm not going to make it a priority. You know, I might watch a game here and there, go to the game with some friends. I'll be there tonight because I enjoy the ambiance and I like seeing all the people. I also, and this is a part of it too, which is funny, is like the Giants feel very disconnected when the Bay Bridge series, we haven't talked much about it, is like, this is the last opportunity for fans to feel connected.
Think about that.
But neither fan base right now, the A's fans are in a very different place than Giants fans. But it felt to me last night sitting in the lower bowl, is that neither side really feels that inspired by their respective org.
Right.
I mean, the A's fans, because their team has chosen to leave and they're going to go to Sacramento next year. But the Giants fans is, to your point, Goots, because it doesn't feel like there's enough invested in their experience. which is funny because they spent $200 million this offseason, I think, to address that problem, to get people back to the ballpark. And now it's about keeping them. Like, I'll give the Giants credit for this. At the beginning of the year, the first third of the season, their attendance numbers were very good. And they have overall been much better than years past. But you got to keep me. You can't just get me to the ballpark and expect me to stay. Yeah. You have to do something to keep me. And I don't know what they've done throughout this season that makes me want to go back and stay and come back next year and the year after and the year after. Because we've seen 6 years of you selling me this idea that you have to come and you have to see. What am I going to see? I don't know what I'm going to see. I don't know if it's going to be a win. I don't know if it's going to be a loss. I don't think it's going to be that exciting. I don't think there's something outside of literally just me and my friends sitting in a ballpark that I'm going to have fun doing there.
Yeah, and it goes back to why am I here? I'm here, and why am I watching, Evan? Because I love the game. I love baseball. And at the end of the day, all fans may not agree with this, but it comes down to trust. And you pay your money to go watch baseball, and you hope it's good baseball. And it's been that for a lot of times here for Giant fans, 3-5. But since then, I mean, this thing is not good, and I don't have any confidence in the guy that's responsible for making it the situation better. And you know what? I don't want to sound like a Neanderthal or a simpleton when it comes to baseball and the books and the tax, but I don't give a rat's ass about the Giants getting under the tax. I don't see any of that money. Fans want to know, when are you going to go get me an outfielder that can hit 30 home runs? When are we going to feel and make this park feel like it did when Judge and the Yankees came to town like the Beatles? When are we going to get something like that? I'm so sick and tired of excuses. Go get it done. And this guy right now in Zaidi doesn't look like he knows how to do it. So go find somebody that, if that means starting over, so be it. But sitting here watching this same song and dance has gotten so old and boring that last night the baseball gods let a team, because I'm not mad at the A's. I have sung their kudos for being invested mentally and playing and having power. They got as much or more power than anybody in the game. So chicks dig the long ball, and the Giants can't hit the – they don't have power. There is no PG&E for the Giants right now. Nobody's answering the phone. But for them to come to your yard the day of the deadline in which you jettisoned the dude that was your best power hitter on paper, and they come whack four homers in a park that people don't want to come hit in or hitters don't want to hit in, it was just symbolic of everything that's wrong with the Giants, and they embarrassed you. That was an embarrassment last night. The A's looked like the better team. They didn't have the better record, but they looked like the better team, and they had more energy, and they'll probably win tonight.
And it wouldn't shock me.
Your president of baseball ops said hours before, we got the best rotation in baseball. How dare you say that when you're not healthy enough for them to even back you up on that? But for that to be in your chamber and you fire that off and the guy goes out there and his second or third start gives up four separate bombs to a team that's not the Yankees, not the Phillies, and not the Dodgers, miss me. This team, I'm being real, Evan, they may be cursed until you get rid of this dude.
Well, I don't even know how to quantify that, but there might be a section of the spreadsheet that's set for it. It's funny you bring up big bats, because that's another part of this, too, in moving off of Soler, basically admitting fault for the signing. And Farhan was asked about it.
I think it's a fair question. Look, Jorge was a total pro. We loved having him here. You know, he's going to a team he's played for before, has relationships. I know he's happy about it, even though I think anytime you get traded, there's some degree of sadness or disappointment. You know, we do take that kind of thing into account, understanding that there are places that a player is going to be more comfortable getting traded to, place where he's been before. I mean, you even look like a guy like Alex Cobb. You know, he mentioned to me when I talked to him earlier today that Stephen Vogt and Craig Albernaz were his two first catchers in Pro Bowl. So, you know, look, you can't always prioritize that and execute on that, but it's important to us.
There's something I did take away from that, and I want to get into it on the other side. Also, I see a couple calls lining up. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. This idea of what Solaire's absence now means, I think it does mean something significant because his signing, although he's not a big name player, he's not Judge, he's certainly not Stanton, he's certainly not Harper, but he does represent something that the Giants have not had, that they could not get before this offseason. And I'm not so sure that him being traded signals that it's going to come back anytime soon. Again, we're taking your calls at 888-957-9570. Make sure to join 95.7 The Game in Harding Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. All right, what's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. Also, an opportunity to remind you, Goo, that our Hoop It Up 3-on-3 basketball tournament is returning to Thrive City. That's right outside Chase Center. It's a beautiful area. The great Whitley Sandretto and I played a pickleball tournament out there a couple weeks ago. Ran out of the gym a little bit, so that was tough. But it's right outside. It's a great setting, and it's a great place to hop in and try and get involved in this 3-on-3 basketball tournament. Second year, it's on Sunday, August 11th, from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. 95.7 The Game is putting a team in the tournament, and we're paying for registration for three listener teams. That contest will be at Friday at 12 o'clock, Friday high noon. The Hoop It Up tournament is established and owned by Kevin Garnett and includes recreational divisions from ages 8 to 18 plus, as well as adult divisions at all levels. So each team is allowed a max of 5 players, 3 players on the court, 2 subs. You know how it goes. All details, if you need more, go to hoopitup.com/San Francisco. If you think you can beat our team, we will be out there. We might even have more than 5. I'm not sure. Everybody's trying to get on the court at the same time. It's kind of like the Team USA situation. I might be Jason Tatum. I might be in one game, might be out the other. But make sure you're listening this Friday at noon. We're giving away 3 free entries to the tournament. If you win, you'll be able to field your own 3-on-3 team to take on the competition. Evan and Goo back after this, 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.